all we know, and any, the misconception is that lemmings kill themselves. It's one of the things that, as I say, all everyday fact. Oh, yeah, like lemmings, they say. It's a sweet little creature, is it?
Lovely little creature.
Yeah.
On a stick.
Yeah, and I'm sure your industry couldn't be more proud. There is nothing suicidal about this at all.
In a way, yes, and a lot of them die.
Uh-huh.
Rather stupidly.
Well, I'll tell you,
what happens is
yeah.
that every few years, their population builds up, they get overcrowded, and mayhem breaks out. In fact, you get more murder than suicide.
What do you mean, mayhem?
Their society breaks down. You know the feeling.
But they don't jump off cliffs,
do they? No, but the society breaks down, they get very aggressive, they fight each other, they may even eat each other. And the young ones become homeless. There's nowhere to settle, so they start to move.
That would not be unique to your lemming, though, particularly.
Not to your lemmings.
No.
Rats, mice, humans.
Yeah. So why on earth do people believe they commit suicide? I mean, they must
Because I'm trying to work through the story.
Yeah.
Let's just start from there. The one...
Oh.
They're living in Norway, steep valleys. They tend to go down the valleys into the bottom, through the fields and woods.
Uh-huh.
And... they meet roads, rivers, so they get channeled along, and huge numbers build up. You get plagues of them tramping across the ground. Farmers hate it. They invade towns. People go down with lemming fever as they pollute the water.
Really?
Yes.
No, somebody just went, no.
Yes.
The audience have elected a spokesman.
Yes.
That's nice.
Ask the Norwegians.
Yeah?
And they get channeled down the valleys to the fjords.
How would one know if you had lemming fever?
You suffer from... stomach upsets, to put it politely.
No, I've got you. Okay.
And fever, you know.
Well,
generally...
in our research for this, which I think colleagues of yours helped us out with, they just showed us them frolicking around. But amidst all this, there was a shot that shows that lemmings do have a touch of the wildebeest about them, and they make their own fun. Janet, let's see that little clip that's... Ah, there it is! Did you see that?
That's aggression. Told you.
Can you run that back? Can you show that again? There's two lemmings, they had all of Norway to frolic about, and they were there, and they hit each other. It wasn't suicidal, but if I can open this wee cage, if I can do this, and you can sit there for a second, if I can do this, okay, all right, now, ha-ha, you bet. Now, if legend is correct, the moment I put this lemming down on the desk, oh, it's going to leap off and head straight for that meat-eating plant, all right? I'll try... one second. Okay. Okay, now. There you go. There you go. They are the sweetest, most timid animals in the world. They've had a shocking press these last 500 years. Thank you, Robert Burton.
Only one of them.
There's only one. That's what it is, Bob. Well, good point. Robert Burton. Everything you know is wrong. Okay? Put this little fella back in.